Welcome to Born on the Saturn, your daily dose of cosmic and artistic inspiration. I am Deb, here to guide you through today's horoscope based on the moon cycle. Don't forget to check your sun, rising and moon signs for deeper insight. Follow us on Instagram and visit bornonthesaturn.com. The universe is speaking, don't miss it. Today, March 28th, the moon remains in Pisces during the waning crescent phase. We are in the final stretch before the new moon, the sacred void where the old dissolves and the new has yet to be born. This is a day of deep surrender, intuitive whispers, and quiet endings. Pisces dissolves all boundaries, asking us to trust in what we cannot see. The waning crescent is not about action, it is about release, purification, and preparing for rebirth. Let go. Trust. The cycle is about to begin again. Aries, the Pisces. Moon in your 12th house urges you to retreat, to rest, to allow the unseen forces of the universe to guide you. There is nothing to do today, only to listen, to trust, to surrender. Your mind may crave action, but your soul knows. True strength is found in stillness. Taurus, Pisces stirs the waters of your 11th house, dissolving outdated dreams and making space for new ones. Not all visions are meant to be realized. Some were only stepping stones. What future still excites you? What desires are fading? Let them go. A new dream is waiting to be seen. Gemini, the Pisces. Moon in your 10th house asks you to loosen your grip on ambition. Are you still climbing the right mountain? If something no longer resonates, release it. Your purpose is evolving. Your next step is already forming. But first, you must make space for it. Cancer, the Pisces. Moon in your 9th house whispers the truth is not found in certainty, but in openness. What belief, what worldview, what limitation is ready to dissolve? You do not have to have all the answers. Float in the unknown. Let the universe surprise you. Leo, this is not a surface level shift. The Pisces moon in your 8th house is a deep emotional purge. What pain, what fear, what attachment are you still carrying? Let it rise, let it flow. Let it go. Your next chapter cannot begin until this one is fully closed. Virgo, the Pisces. Moon in your 7th house called for reflection in relationships. Who is meant to walk with you into the next cycle? Some bonds have served their purpose, others will deepen. But nothing should be held on to out of fear. Let go. What remains is meant to. Libra, the Pisces. Moon in your 6th house asks, are your daily habits supporting your highest self or have you been running on autopilot? This is a day for rest, for deep listening, for cleansing your body and mind. Do not push forward today. Restore, release, and realign. Scorpio, the Pisces. Moon in your 5th house reminds you that creation is a spiritual act. Have you been blocking your creative flow? Let go of the need for perfection. Let go of fear. Art, love, self-expression, they are not about results, they are about surrender. Sagittarius, the Pisces. Moon in your 4th house brings a soft but powerful invitation, return home. Not just physically, but emotionally, spiritually. Are you still carrying old wounds from the past? Sit with them, honor them, then release them. Your heart is ready to be lighter. Capricorn, the Pisces. Moon in your 3rd house reminds you, not everything must be said. Your thoughts are shifting. Your perspective is changing. What stories have you been telling yourself that no longer serve you? It's time to rewrite the narrative. Let the old thoughts dissolve. Aquarius, the Pisces. Moon in your 2nd house urges you to reflect on what you truly value. Have you been chasing things that do not fulfill you? Money, status, external validation. These are illusions. What your soul truly needs cannot be bought. Let go of false securities. Trust the unseen wealth within you. Pisces, the moon in your sign, in its final waning phase, marks the closing of a chapter. A vision of you is dissolving. Who you were is not who you are becoming. Let yourself grieve the old self, but do not cling to it. You are standing at the threshold of your rebirth. Step forward.
Thank you for joining me on Born on the Saturn today. I hope the stars gave you the insight you needed.
Be sure to tune in tomorrow for more cosmic guidance. And if you want to connect or have any questions, find me on Instagram or visit burnandthesaturn.com. Until next time, keep shining under the stars.